Did I miss something?
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. KKUT 90.3.
Welcome back to Enough is More Than a Feast here on CKUT, CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. I am joined on the line with our co-host, Choosy. What's up?
Hello. Not much. I just also simultaneously like to welcome everyone back to Time is for Clocks. This is a unique sonic space where Enough is More Than a Feast and Time is for Clocks are one in time space.
Two shows become one.
Thanks for joining both shows.
One show becomes two.
Exactly. And what and what better time than such a significant event as the CKUT 2021 funding drive? We're 4 days from the goal. Go to CKUT.ca. And it'll take you right to the funding drive page. We're trying to raise less than $10,000 in 4 days. That sounds totally doable to me. And I know already that so many of you are clicking on the links at 2 a.m. to send money. So thank you already in advance for that.
Yes, at time of recording this voiceover to tonight's episode, which is a few hours this afternoon, the goal of $25,000 was under $10,000 from reaching the goal. We're at 61% with $15,215 raised so far. But we can assume that we're a little bit past that, but we still have a ways to go. So please, if you've got some extra dollars in your pockets, and if you enjoy listening to Time is for Clocks or Enough is More Than a Feast or any of the other many, many, many dozens of incredible original radio programs that are broadcast year-round, 24 hours, 365 on CKUT, please consider donating a bit if you can, or spreading the word. CKUT.ca will kick you right to the funding drive, and there's a phone number to call or a online form through which you can donate as well. We are, as you may have noticed, listening to and here for another two-hour special, sinking our teeth into the depths of all of the cacophonous truths and mysteries of Maurice Ravel's Bolero for a second Holero episode here, bringing our grand total of this programming team up to 4 hours of on-air Bolero. And that's, we're only just getting started, folks, but strap in. We got 2 hours coming up. This first hour assembled by Choosy, second hour assembled by me with some help from I'm Taff and Legome and Time is for Clocks residents and alums.
Alike. Just a quick comment on my hour contribution to this yet another second annual Ravel's Bolero Marathon. Bolerathon, you could even call it.
Let's call it a Bolerathon or a Holerathon.
I just want to say that I was walking down Saint Laurent on what many of you may have experienced is that beautiful spring, second day of spring, day after the equinox, just taking in, basking in the sunlight. And a little ditty just started to go in my head as I was walking down the street, feeling so loved by our Father, the Son, genderless, giving creature.
Hell yeah.
And feeling all of my feelings about being outside and feeling happy being outside in the world where it wasn't cold. And I just started to feel this rising tune in me, and it was undeniably Ravel's Bolero. And I just really was thinking about how it just totally captures that feeling of, like, you know, the seeds, which you could also say each one of your dollars is a seed, sowing the grassroots of change, which is community radio here in CKUT, and just the growth of the seed, you know, the germination and that organic kind of chaos that it must really take to just be bursting out through the soil. Like, how terrifying, you know, you spent your whole life just a little seed under the soil, but all you want to do is get above ground and feel the sun coming in. So I just really feel that the piece kind of just so perfectly captures that.
I feel
that equinox flood of energy.
I've always considered Bolero to be an anti-entropic type of piece of music, and we might have talked about that on our last episode, I don't remember, but that makes total sense to me, the unfurling, bursting forth out of the darkness into the world energy of a seed sprouting up past the crust of the earth into the light, and then sort of going crazy as stuff develops, turning from a little sprout into a multi-leafed monster and eventually sprouting off whatever thorns or fruits or flowers or crazy vines or whatever the heck, maybe some like stink pus or something. Some plants do that, you know, who knows?
Yeah, for the focus, the musical focus on restraint in the piece, harmonically, it's really a piece that tries to, you know, sort of seamlessly and organically wed the beauty of dissonance as well as the beauty of consonance and the beauty of constants. That's a perfect analogy, Danji. And I actually just so happened to have in my head the image of the card I pulled from my tarot deck today, the Marseille Tarot, which was the One of Coins, which has some little budding spritz coming out of it. So it's really, again, going back to that perfect imagery of send your dollars towards the CKUT funding drive. There couldn't be a better cause, and you truly are planting a seed for the future generations of radio. And what haven't we learned by sitting in our homes for over a year, other than how important it is to share through the sonic airwaves, be they virtual, but also really the physical FM waves, so important.
There's another call from another donator. Thank you very much for your contributions to this CKUT funding drive during this Time is for Clocks, Enough is More Than a Feast, Holero 2 special. What'd you call it? There's another term other than Holero 2.
Our second annual Bolerathon.
Our second annual Bolerathon. There we go. So, we're listening to the snare drum part, which is famously the exact same bar 200 and some odd 56 or something times in a row, and then has one final bar of different rhythms. As well, this recording has a metronome along with it to help you keep time. Destiny, what else have you got on tap for us this hour?
I have decided this year that, you know, last year I think that you and I seem to recall that you and I both had something of a predilection towards not entirely by the book, but fairly formally faithful renditions of the piece of music. And so this year I really decided to go for a more kind of pop approach because it actually has, it's an iconic piece of music from the time and kind of the oeuvre, like, you know, it came out in 1928. I'm sure we talked about this last year. You know, iconic piece, supposedly a dance exercise. That's like kind of like, I think that's like a contentious issue. Anyways, 1928, like, you know, it's like a little bit before, but pretty spot on the dawn of popular music as we've known it in the recorded format of the 20th century. So unsurprisingly, tons of more popular artists have interpreted this piece of music in abridged fashion. So most of my pieces they're less dynamic, they're shorter and condensed. And I thought it was really interesting exploring that aspect of the form. So among the names, there's Frank Zappa, who, you know, is probably familiar to many of our listeners. went through a bit of a classical period at the end of his career as well, and I'm sure that's probably a performance from around that time. Arthur Lyman, who was a really popular kind of like exotica, soundscape-y big band leader in the early LP's age, it was like the 60s. I really love his rendition, which happens a little bit later in the hour. There are some electronic music renditions, trance and hard style, so you know, it's hit those arenas almost with this kind of soccer chant sort of anthemic quality to the melody. And then last is James Last, who was a popular kind of, you know, somewhat schmaltzy, like easy listening film music, funky background lounge kind of composer. So he does a rendition as well in there. And then there's a bunch of other kind of more obscure ones.
Fantastic. I also really enjoyed the Peruvian Mambo Orchestra leader Andres de Colbert's rendition on some very vibrant saxophone renditions of this melody.
And so inventive, the like, you know, applying that thing to like this like salsa bass line. Brilliant stuff.
One thing in listening through to this hour that I noticed was that first of all, this melody has become a genre of its own. From Zappa to these big bands to easy listening to a bunch of different kind of like, you could just say sort of like prog rock kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of bands that took this up as something to riff on. And inside of that treatment that they give this melody, one thing that I've noticed really interestingly is how the actual rhythmic, like the meter of how long certain notes in the melody are held, like is played with. People are doing different things with it, especially like the second half of the melody. There's like several like long dotted notes or notes that are held for a bar and a half that some treatments are doing. They're holding it for a bar, or some are holding it for two bars, things like this that really kind of like succeed in continuing to flip the sonic stability of the melody on its head, even inside of a more traditional and less experimental format like a five-piece rock band. There's still an incredible amount of kind of like dissonance that's being played with, not only in the terms of the tonality, but in terms of how the syncopations of the long-form melody fall over the bar lines and fall over the downbeats. And I noticed, especially in this hour that you assembled, that there was like quite a wide diversity of different treatments of the rhythmic qualities of the melody, which I thought was really interesting.
Totally, and I really think that that speaks to, and that was like a really, really excellent breakdown of it too, and that speaks to the preemptively modern, I mean, I guess it was the modern era, but kind of modular quality of the composition through the melody. Like, it's like, it just really feels like it was built to be sampled, and like literally every little, you know, every interval, and there, it's like totally, I don't even know if there's an actual conscious or thoughtful musical connection being made there, but I absolutely crack up every time in Zappa's rendition where they throw in just a da-da-da-da, like my Sharona. And it's like kind of doing that thing of like being like, this is pop music, you know? Like, it's just like, how could you ever fucking forget all the different parts of this melody. You know, this is basically, it's like 8 pop tunes smushed together.
Well, without further ado, we'll let this hour play. And please do check in on the funding drive and spread the word. If you have some dollars to donate, ckut.ca, or you can hit up the studio phone number during the daytime at 514-448-4013. I doubt anyone's there at a graveyard shift tonight, but in the office, if you want to figure out how to make a donation by talking to a person on the phone, give them a ring tomorrow or some other time.
Excellent. Yes, enjoy Ravel's Bolero. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM, Community Radio. 2, time is for clocks, is enough, is more than a feast. Bellerathon, the second annual for CKUT's funding drive. Donate at CKUT.ca and keep it locked at 90.3 FM. There's another caller on the line.
Another donation for CKUT coming in right now. We've still got just short of $10,000 to try to raise to keep on air for the next year. So please give a dollar or five or 10 or 50 if you can, and spread the word to keep community radio thriving in Montreal.
2, time is for clocks, is enough, is more than a feast. A second annual Bolerothon for CKUT 90.3 FM's annual funding drive.
Welcome. Welcome to Hour 2. You've stuck with the winder of a melody of this Bolerothon for an hour, and by golly, you're here for another hour, and what an hour we've got in store for you. Here, we only have 5 boleros, actually, to present to you this hour, starting things off again with our holding pattern of a snare pattern, which, if this isn't in your head yet, if it's not tapping in your, if your hand's not tapping it on your keys and your spare change in your pocket while you're walking down the spring streets of Montreal or wherever you may find yourself yet, just wait. By the end of this hour, we guarantee it will have found its way into your body.
For sure. There is definitely a kind of, it's like a... It's like a cellular mania, this song. That's what it makes me think of. It's just really, you stop thinking about that rhythm and it just totally becomes internal, which is funny because it's not exactly a walking rhythm, but it kind of is.
It's a very weird, slow, like, stately walk if you take, like, the plucks of the orchestra, like, which are on the offbeats kind of as your, like, walking pace, or if you're gonna take it at double time, it would be a fast,